This is University Beat. I'm Carrie Pinkard.
Your morning commute could soon be reduced thanks to a new center coming to Tampa. The University of South Florida has received a $7.5 million government grant to form a university transportation center focused on relieving traffic congestion. We're talking to Robert Bertini, the director of USF Center for Urban Transportation Research, also known as CUTR. Dr. Bertini, welcome to University Beat.
Thank you very much, Carrie. It's great to be here.
So first of all, could you explain what a University Transportation Center is and how it'll work here at USF?
Absolutely, yes. So the U.S. Department of Transportation supports innovation in transportation by funding university programs. And currently there are 37 university transportation centers around the country. And they include more than just research. They specifically include support for students who are earning degrees here at USF. And also they require and encourage us to develop partnerships with other transportation agencies.
How big of an honor is it for CUTR to receive this? What does it say about the work that your team is doing here?
I personally think it's a great honor. In this particular competition, you know, all these grants are competitively awarded. There were 52 applications for only two centers. We were nervous because we were facing, you know, dozens and dozens of other universities competing with us, and we just didn't know how the competition was going to turn out.
What are some of the biggest transportation issues we have here in the Tampa Bay area?
I think one of the things in my mind that that people want and need in transportation is choices. And so the ability to choose, whoever you are, whether you're young, old, a working professional, people need options. Really at the heart of that is where congestion reduction happens. So if people can choose, sometimes they might be in their car, sometimes they might be on a bike or walking or using public transportation or using innovative mobility solutions like we're seeing more of with the new scooters that are here.
Have you used those scooters?
We had a transportation day here at USF, the first annual transportation day in February, and one of the scooter companies was here. A lot of us got to ride one. In the past, I've also ridden electric bikes. That's something that we don't see too much of in the U.S., but I think those are coming too. And the thing that strikes me about both the scooters and the e-bikes is they go fast.
If you could wave a magic wand and make one change in Tampa Bay transportation, what would you want to fix?
I would want everyone to feel like they're a part of the solution. So I would want all neighborhoods, all citizens to feel like they're at the table and that they're being listened to. And I think that is starting to happen more, and that can happen with better collaboration. Hopefully we'll play a role in that we can be a catalyst for that with our research and education and outreach that we'll be doing as part of this UTC.
What advice would you give someone who is frustrated with their commute in Tampa right now?
Trying to be informed about traffic conditions. You know, there are many sources for information about traffic. Travelers also have access to tools like One Bus Away, so that this is an app available both on Android and iPhone, so it will tell you when the next bus is going to arrive at your particular stop. And so that's something that researchers here at CUTR have developed. You can also come to our website at cutr.usf.edu and learn more about our research and our projects.
That was Robert Bertini, director of USF Center for Urban Transportation Research. Thanks again for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you very much. It was great.
To find out more about these university transportation centers, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Carrie Pinkard.